Not too long ago, it would have been unthinkable for an American president to speak to the Cuban people. And the White House says in his remarks, Obama will talk about greater freedoms for Cubans, even more unthinkable. Experts say Obama's speech and his visit will send a message of hope to the people of an island that's entering a new phase.
He will, in a sense, say, I am respectfully visiting this country. We have our ideological differences, but that does not mean that we cannot find common ground and normalcy.
The Obama administration and supporters of the diplomatic restart between the two countries say the goal of the president's visit is to make the ties irreversible.
I think in just 5 or 6 years, you're going to see full access to the internet in Cuba. You're going to see a fully mixed economy in Cuba. And we'll be in the post-Castro era where frankly, political evolution is not only likely but inevitable.
Obama's policy has staunched critics who say the White House has given too many concessions to Cuba with nothing in return. They state conditions in the island remain unchanged and that repression has worsened.
People are getting beat up. The ladies in white, las damas de blanco, are getting beat up every Sunday. President Obama's visit is only going to legitimize this regime to the world, to the United States, and to the poor, oppressed Cuban people who are going to say, who has my back now?
The White House argues more than 50 years of animosity didn't get any results, but critics say the transition will not lead to democracy.